Hello, this is Certified Master Life Coach Tina Heisman. Welcome to my live weekly marriage coaching call. Today, our topic is the top 10 ways women unknowingly hurt their husbands. But before we dive in, I'd like to let you know that I have a free, private, happy wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. If you search in the search bar of Facebook, just type in the Happy Wives Community. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful place. Just visit my website, tinaheisman.com, to download it. Okay, let's get started with our call today. Our topic, again, is the top 10 ways women unknowingly hurt their husbands. So, I would like to start out by stressing the word unknowingly. I know that none of us set out to hurt our husbands on purpose, but we do hurt them unknowingly by some of the things that we say and do. A lot of this has to do with the difference in the wiring of men and women. We're just being a woman, doing things the way they make sense to us, but sometimes some of these things really hurt our husband's feelings and make them feel less than, not good enough, and disrespected. So today, I want to share with you a few of those things that you might be doing or saying that are hurting your husband. And the goal is to help you bring more peace and connectedness into your marriage, to keep that wonderful connection going between you. It's going to help your marriage thrive, and it's going to help you and your husband feel more joy in your relationship. Okay, let's jump in. Number one, we hurt our husband when we approach him in a harsh, critical manner about anything at all, about big things or little things. A woman was recently telling me that she called her husband into another room of the house to help her with a project. And it was kind of like a, would you please come in here and help me with this? And her husband reluctantly ended up coming in and helping her, but he was angry. And then she got angry that he was angry, and they had a fight. And she was blaming him, like it was his fault, because she realistically needed help with the thing that she needed help with. And she also thought that, you know, she phrased her request as a question. Well, she might have, but the way that it came out was kind of harsh and critical, and that probably didn't have anything to do with her husband. It might have just been her frustration on the situation, but our men are sensitive, and they can sense that, and so we need to work on sugarcoating our words a little bit, phrasing what we need as a request instead of a command. Men do not respond well to being commanded or demanded to do something. But they do deeply want to please you. So if you present them with an opportunity to help you as opposed to a demand to help you, you're going to get a much better response and less resentment and anger from him. So remember that. Remember, you get catch more flies with honey. And just try, instead of making commands or being harsh or critical about your needs, state what your authentic desire is or your authentic need is, and phrase it more in a positive tone like that. Okay, so that was number one. Number two, we hurt our husband when we challenge his knowledge, opinions, or decisions, especially in front of other people. This one's a biggie, girls. Men have a deeply rooted need to feel respected, especially by their wives and especially in public. So when we challenge them or criticize them, it makes them feel stupid or incompetent or less than, and it's very embarrassing in public especially. You might notice when you do challenge him or criticize him, he gets angry. That anger is a cover. It's a front for the hurt, sensitive feelings that are inside. And so take that information and use it as you go forward. Be a little investigator and notice your interactions with your husband. Resist the urge to correct him in public. Just don't do it. I would also say resisting to correct him maybe in the heat of the moment sometimes. It might be better if he's just venting about something, to just maybe let him vent and go back and deal with it later. You can be the judge of that based on your conversation, but a cue that you have made him feel bad is his anger. So I know it's really hard when you see anger coming at you, but that's really saying, like, I feel disrespected. In your language, you would say, I feel unloved. So it's kind of big. So let's not challenge them, especially in front of other people. We hurt our husband when we launch into a conversation without asking if it's a good time. I know if you're like at our household, the time that we have together is usually in the evening, you know, once everyone's home from work and school and activities and stuff. And our husbands are not such talkers like we are. And so when we just launch into a conversation, especially a serious or an important one, without checking with them if now is a good time, it catches them off guard. It causes them to feel disrespected or hurt, and you might get a negative response from them, and the conversation might go nowhere. But sometime, the next time you have something to talk with him about, just ask him, is it a good time to talk to you about signing Sammy up for dance lessons? And if he says, you know, I really have other things on my mind right now, can we talk about this later? Then fine, find another time agreeable. Or he might say, yeah, now it's fine. So that is going to make him feel so much happier and so respected. And just remember, just like you had demands all day long in your day, so did he. And so let's be respectful of each other and make sure that he's on the same page as we are when we might find a good time to talk together. So number four, we hurt our husband when we interrupt him. When we interrupt our husband, we make him feel less than. We make him feel disrespected, unimportant, maybe even like, you know, not worthy of being able to finish what he has to say. And I know we don't mean it that way. We're just trying to maybe be efficient or something like that. But it's really important to remember in conversations with our spouse, especially if it's an important conversation, seek to understand first, not to be understood. There will always be time later to go back and share your thoughts or your opinions, but try to be a good active listener with him and find out what he's trying to say before you formulate your response, before you respond, and give him plenty of time. Because sometimes men need a little bit of silence or quiet, you know, in between thoughts or something like that. So give him that time, and you're going to notice a happier man because he's going to feel so respected by you. Okay, number five. We hurt our husband when we make fun of them or are sarcastic with them, especially in public. A few months ago, when I was preparing a different talk for a mom's group, I asked my husband, what is one of the most disrespectful things that you feel I've done to you in our marriage? And he said, embarrassing me in public. And he is not alone in that assessment. A lot of husbands feel that way. And so that's a huge eye-opener for us. And I think that we have to remember that we see a very big, strong man, right? And he's smart and he's strong, and that's why we married him for all that. But underneath all of that is a very sensitive soul. And so we want to respect that. And we want them to feel great in public, not like we disrespect them. And I know that I have done this, and other people do too, but sometimes there's this little, you know, just like a little joke of moms versus dads kind of thing, like moms making fun of dads for not handling things right or silly mistakes that they made when handling the kids, like they should know better. Well, doing this in front of your husband is really embarrassing to him. It's really hurtful. And so I would just, you know, remind you about that. And so you could even ask him about it. Maybe you have a husband that's in a small percentage of husbands that are not bothered by this, but most husbands really do not like to be made fun of in public. So take that little tip out into the public arena with your husband. And number six, we hurt our husband when we act like his mother. This is a biggie. And I think for a lot of us strong-willed women, we just take charge of everything and we tell people what they need to do and when. And sometimes we even talk to our husbands like we would talk to a child. I just had a conversation with a woman last week who told me about a conversation she had with her husband, and she was so mad at him and everything else. And I cued in on her words, and I said, well, when you said this, and it was something like, you didn't like it when your mom did that to you, that's more like a mother statement, isn't it, than a partner statement or a teamwork? It's like you're trying to correct his behavior in that way, and that your husband is not going to respond well to that. He doesn't need a mother. He needs a wife and a friend and a partner. So I would encourage you to try to think about the ways that you speak to your husband and make sure that you're not parenting him too. It's hard. Okay, number 7. We hurt our husband when we redo something that he has already done. Oh my gosh, I have been guilty of this more times than I care to admit. This could be hard, again, especially for some of us strong-willed women. So for an example, say your husband says he's going to clean up the kitchen, or he just cleans up the kitchen after dinner. He takes the plates off the table, puts them in the dishwasher. Maybe he even washes the pots and pans by hand that need that. And then he goes and sits in the family room to relax for the night. And you come in and you see crumbs on the counter, stickiness on the table, and you're like totally frustrated because the job is not done, right? Well, a lot of us might say something negative to our husband about that, or make them feel like they didn't do a good job, or redo it right then and there. And I get it. I'm a neat freak. But that sends a message to your husband that he's not good enough. And take it from me, because I've been here from experience, there will be a point where your husband says, nothing I can do is good enough for you, and he will stop trying. We need to learn to be grateful for what they do instead of looking with a harsh, critical eye at something that wasn't done perfectly. So if he, you know, I like to use the example of, like, dresses the baby and you're not happy with what's being worn, I mean, unless it's going to cause physical harm, I think we should be grateful that our husband dressed the baby, right? It's the little things, girls. It's the little things. Okay, number 8. We hurt our husband when we don't take an interest in things that he is passionate about. So, yes, what I'm saying is that you should make attempts to sit next to your husband and watch sports with him if that's what he loves to do. You should make an attempt to participate in skiing with him if that's what he loves to do, or go hiking or fishing or whatever it is that he likes to do, or maybe if it's scary movies or something like that. It doesn't mean every time, but it just means showing a genuine interest in him and his likes and his interests as a person. That makes him feel so loved and so respected. Also, when he's telling you maybe about his day, his work day, what are you doing at that time? Like, are you conscious enough to maybe put down your cell phone and listen? Or are you trying to still do other things and listen and give him the obligatory uh-huh? You will make him feel so loved and so connected to you and so respected if you will stop what you're doing and, like, listen to something that he's passionate about. I have a hard time with this one and my husband with politics, because he's very passionate about politics. I'm not so passionate. I enjoy hearing from him, but when he gets really upset about something, that, you know, it makes me feel uncomfortable and it's not really my preference. But because I love him and I respect him, I listen. You know, I listen and I let him vent or get out whatever it is he's frustrated about. And so that's just an example in our everyday life of how we can show them that we're interested in them. All right, number 9. We hurt our husband when we don't trust his judgment. This is a tough one because we've been talking about strong-willed women. We're thinking women. We're strong-willed women. We're smart. And things are different than, you know, way back, maybe when our parents were growing up even. Women play a much bigger role in things now, and we make, like, most of the decisions and everything in the house. Then, you know, the marketer, we know that, like, the marketing people, the advertising people target us because we're the decision makers. But that doesn't mean that we don't show our husband that we respect and trust their judgment. And in fact, I want to give you this tip. If you decide to ask your husband for advice, you should really take it, because it is really hurtful to him when you ask him for his advice and then you don't take it. It makes him feel not good enough, not smart enough. And I know you don't mean that. You're just probably using his opinion to gather more information, but the way he sees it is that you don't trust his judgment. And so think twice before you ask your husband for advice if you're not willing to go for what he says, because you could be really hurting him. And you could, again, some husbands might not feel offended by that. You can ask yours, but the majority of them get really upset about that. And you would be surprised. Okay, so number 10, we hurt our husband when we tell him what to do. So you might not mean to come off this way, but when we tell our husband what to do, he feels controlled, he feels manipulated, he feels like he's being commanded or demanded to do something. He does not feel respected, and this makes him feel very small. And so we want to learn, if there's something that we need, instead of saying to him, you need to do this or you need to do that, you know, sweeten it up a little bit. Put some sugar on your words. Make a request instead of a demand. Tell him, you know, you could say like, I would really appreciate it if you could fix the stairs for me today. Or I would really appreciate it if we could fix the stairs soon. Like maybe today is not a reasonable request, but tell him what would make you happy and how he can be your hero. That's what he wants to hear. But telling him what to do, it's like throws up like red flags and radars, and they don't want anything to do with that. That makes them run the other direction. But he does want to please you. He does want to be your hero. So tell him how he can do that, how he can help you, right? It's like such a simple thing, but it's not necessarily easy to do. So that was number 10. We hurt our husband when we tell him what to do. Okay, so that's the top 10 ways that women unknowingly hurt their husbands. And I think this information would be a really great conversation starter for you to see if these things bother your husband. You can take this little list of 10 things and ask your husband, do you notice me doing this? Does it bother you? And then you can start like a very constructive dialogue going that way. And some of my clients work on giving each other permission to call each other out on these things. And they do it in a lighthearted or even fun way so that it's not a negative situation. Like you could come up with a verbal cue or a physical cue that your husband gives you when he feels like you're trying to be his mother. You know, maybe there's something funny he could say, or a silly hand gesture or something he could do. And that will help lighten the mood. It will prevent everyone from being angry, and it will make you both feel more connected to each other because you're growing in understanding. You know, ladies, like we all have blinders on to what we're really saying and doing and how we're really coming across. And your husband is hearing you in a way that's different than how you think you're coming across. And so take this little list of 10 things and open up a dialogue and see if your husband can help you take off some blinders. It would be a great way to deepen your relationship and your connection together. Okay, so that is the end of my formal part for this call. Remember to head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, if you want to get a copy of the free marriage makeover. And also join me on Facebook in the Happy Wives community. I would love to meet you there. And of course, if you need a little bit more help or guidance on having more connectedness in your marriage, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching for women only. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Okay, thank you so much for joining me today.